Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guest, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV, on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. Grace calls Judith with a dying wish for Judith to travel from Los Angeles to Nashville to come visit her. But there's a catch. Judith must take the journey by bus. That was from the synopsis for Finding Grace, the debut novel by Gary Lee Miller. Finding Grace has been recognized and honored with awards from numerous national book review organizations. Finding Grace was the winner of the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award in the Inspirational category, winner of the Southern California Book Festival Award in the Spiritual Religious category, and with the Firebook Book Award, Finding Grace was the winner in the Southern Fiction category and second place in the New Fiction category. Also, Finding Grace received Literary Titan Silver Award. The Silver Award is bestowed on books that expertly deliver complex characters, intricate worlds, and thought-provoking themes. The ease with which this story is told is a reflection of the author's talent in exercising fluent, powerful, and appropriate language. Gary is here to tell us more about this fascinating story. Gary, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate the invitation to join you today.
Gary, will you please give us a quick overview of Finding Grace?
Yes. Judith's trip back home to Nashville is going to have to be by bus, her grandmother's dying wish. And during that six-day bus trip, she encounters six very different seatmates, each with their own challenges that we learn about before they join Judith as a seatmate each day. So it's really a story about Judith being drawn back into the real world.
Wow, that is interesting. So where did the idea for Grace and Judith's story generate?
Well, unfortunately, the cause was based on my wife of 45 years passing from leukemia. And I had a lot of time after that to try to deal with my grief. And so Finding Grace came from me sitting down and just beginning the writing process just to get through it for self-preservation, I guess. And then the story just took on a life of its own from there.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about your wife. Do you find that writing is cathartic for you?
For me, very much so. I've used the phrase a lot of times that when I'm writing, I feel like I have an angel on my shoulder.
That is beautiful. So did you write Finding Grace for any specific type of reader?
Well, one of my purposes for Finding Grace was to try to incorporate as many different scenarios as I could regarding challenges that people would be faced in their life journey. And so by the bus trip, I was able to have the six different seatmates, each with their own unique backstory and challenges that they're facing on their journey.
Since Finding Grace is your debut novel, do you think there is any other author who may have influenced your style of writing?
Actually, no. I just sat down and in a conversational tone began writing. And something unusual, this is going to sound odd, but once I begin writing, I'm a very visual person. It's as if I'm seeing everything on a movie screen in front of me, in my own mind. And there were days where it was really challenging to keep up typing the conversation between the different characters.
I can imagine. I don't know that I can type that fast. So will Judith return to us in a sequel?
Well, perhaps. There's been a lot of requests for that because readers want to find out, okay, we want to find out about the six people she met. But for the next thing that I'm working on right now was actually, I first wrote the screenplay for Finding Grace. And then, and it was well received, but then COVID-19 struck and all movie production, TV production was shut down. So I have revisited that now going back and I'm updating the screenplay, and I'm reaching out to some contacts in an attempt to bring Finding Grace to the movie or TV screen.
Do you have any idea who might play Judith?
No, but in my mind's eye, when I was writing Grace, the grandmother, the visualization that I had as I wrote was Sally Fields.
Oh, that's perfect. So what makes Finding Grace different from other books in the same genre?
I believe that from the standpoint that it covers a lot of different emotional ground. The readers who have given me a lot of feedback say that this part of the journey really affected me. There's a lot of laughter in the book, but there's also times when the reader's eyes are going to leak.
You know, that's what makes for a good book, Gary. So are you planning on writing another book shortly? And if yes, do you have an idea of what it will be? And can you give us a quick teaser?
If I do write another book, it will be the sequel to Finding Grace because of the requests for a sequel already, wanting to know what the next part of her journey is going to be, along with bringing the six characters along from the bus trip back in to find out what happened to them.
That always makes me wonder when you have characters like that of just, okay, what happened to them? Bring them back. So are your characters modeled after real people or are they straight from your imagination?
Well, they're actually, I guess, combined from people I have known during my life's journey, just a composite of them and with each of the characters. And I really took a lot of time to work on making sure that the speech patterns and the dialects of the characters were appropriate, you know, for their socioeconomic, regional, you know, where they're from, et cetera.
Gary, I absolutely loved your book cover. Who designed that beautiful book cover for you?
I designed the cover, and then my publisher, Morgan James, had their art department go to work on my initial design and came up with it. And thank you very much. I've gotten an incredible amount of positive feedback about, you know, what a great cover it is because it really sets up the story.
I read that you're also an actor. Do you prefer playing a character or writing about one?
Well, actually, I prefer writing about one, but playing a character allows me to just kind of escape from my life and put myself in the shoes of someone else, which is kind of fun.
Gary, what's been the most rewarding experience you've had so far since writing Finding Grace?
I guess it's just been the overwhelming support, unconditional support of people that have gone out of their way to help me. There's a lot of good people in this world, and I'm just humbled by how many people like Finding Grace and have believed in the story and have taken their time to go out of their way to help me.
You've worked in corporate America and were also a successful entrepreneur. In these previous endeavors, were you also considering becoming a novelist?
No. I never was. My previous lives, I did have a lot of work as far as sales and management, but also responsibility for sales and marketing. And that's one of the things with a book is, you know, I found out that just half of it is writing the book. And then afterwards, I was a babe in the woods. Most people think you write a book and the world will beat a path to your door. And it's just really not that way. But, you know, thanks to you, Linda, and the author show, huge helps. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We will always appreciate that. And yeah, writing the book's the easy part. Everything that comes after it is the difficult part. So is there a message or maybe a moral of the story in Finding Grace that you want your readers to take away?
That's a really good question. I'll use part of the from the cover of the book, but I'll expand on that a little bit. In a world that sometimes seems out of control, we're each on our own journey in hope of finding grace. But once we tap into compassion, we can move from fear and anger towards mercy, justice, and grace. And by helping others find their grace, we can find our own.
Oh my gosh, there's a whale of an impact to that. So will you please read a short excerpt from Finding Grace for our listeners?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. The closer they got to Nashville, the deeper the sense of hope there was in Judith's spirit. She had hoped for her Mimi's path forward and hoped for her own life, a rekindling of her connection to life, really. Dr. Sanders would be delighted to hear about some of the breakthroughs. She'll also be quick to remind me that it's not about pleasing her, but about my own well-being. This is my old stomping ground, she told Albert when they passed the exit for Vanderbilt University. Do you ever think of moving back? Albert wanted to know. Can't say I do. My company's in LA, so making a move wouldn't be that simple. But if the doctors can find a way to help Mimi, I'll be back more often for sure. They passed the Country Music Hall of Fame and Music City Center before turning towards the bus terminal. Don't know if you're aware of it, but from the sky, this building looks like the body of a guitar, Judith told Albert. How about that? We sure miss a lot when we look at things from one vantage point only, don't we? He responded with a smile, as if there was nothing special about the remark, as if he was simply pondering aloud. If I walked past him on a city street, a stranger, would I have imagined the depth of his wisdom and insight? If I saw an African-American Vietnam vet, what would my immediate judgment have been? Judith could not know for sure, but she had an uneasy feeling that she would have defaulted to some kind of stereotype. If someone stood behind Mimi in line at the supermarket checkout, would they have any notion of the mountain of love and mercy held in her fragile body? Our prejudice blinds us to the truth. It turned out to be a picture-perfect afternoon for September. The billowing white cumulus clouds slowly drifted across the brilliant azure blue sky. They pulled into the bus terminal just in time for an early lunch for those who were continuing onward. We'll be here for 1 hour, folks, Lucille, the bus driver, announced on the PA system. For those of you disembarking here, thank you for your patronage, and we hope to see you again on a future trip. As Albert took his leave, Judith turned to walk away. She paused to look back. There was the bus, the station, the people. Tears filled Judith's eyes as she smiled, realizing another part of her journey was over.
Oh my gosh, I could just feel myself being on that bus. What a beautiful section to read. So, Gary, I want to know, where can we learn more about you and where can we purchase Finding Grace?
Well, my website is Finding Grace Book, singular, findinggracebook.com. And there are links there you can purchase it from.
And there's information about you as well, and even, I believe, a place where we can sign up for notifications of new books. Is that right?
That's correct. And for any of the listeners, also from the homepage, there's a link there in a red box. You can click on it and get access to the first two chapters to read for free. So I would encourage you to do that. And if you like the first two chapters, then you're going to love the rest of the book. And a spoiler alert, if you like happy endings, you will love Finding Grace.
Well, I love happy endings, and you certainly sold me. So thank you for all of that, Gary. And we've been talking with Gary Lee Miller, author of Finding Grace. Gary, thank you so much for sharing Finding Grace with us today. You've written an extremely interesting story. So when you publish your next book, will you please come back and chat with us again?
Linda, I would be more than happy to. And again, so appreciate how kind and gracious that you are. So thank you for the invitation to join you today.
Absolutely. And thank you. Life lessons are delivered in many ways. Finding Grace takes the reader on a journey of self-discovery through the eyes of a relatable and often unpredictable characters. An easy and insightful read. Finding Grace will leave you thinking about your own journey and the grace that we can give others and ourselves. Well, that was part of a review for Finding Grace. And if you want to read more, please go to findinggracebook.com and order your copy today. And when you finish reading, don't forget to post your review. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with their author. And remember, the Author Show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, the Roku channel, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Amazon Music, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorsshow.com. Theauthorsshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.